One, can you please introduce yourself for this interview?
My name is McKenna Biotti. I'm an anthropology student here at Gulf Coast State College.
Do you play any TTRPGs?
I do. I've been playing D&D for about 6 years now.
Okay. Do you know what DMing is in relation to TTRPGs?
Dungeon Master. DMing is running a game and helping tell a story with your players.
How much experience do you have as a DM?
I believe I started DMing back in 2019, so I want to say about 4 or 5 years.
Okay, that's good. What problems do you face as a DM when DMing?
A lot of the time I'm facing very external problems in games, so it's not so much the characters or the world that people are playing in, it's the people who I'm playing with. And I often run into a lot of disagreements with ideals at tables.
Could you elaborate on that?
Sure. So I will often run into people who don't quite agree with my standards as a person or my morals and ethics, mostly with me being very LGBTQ friendly and very accepting at a table and willing to work with my players. I've met a big range of people who think that's inappropriate in the world of D&D and find it offensive to them that I would be accepting of others.
Well, that is definitely a problem you could face while being a DM. So, continuing on to the next question, what is your preferred style of DMing?
So, I prefer online DMing. So I'll go to like text chats and use social media to connect with my players and use online forums and websites to conduct any collection for D&D sheets, worlds, characters, etc.
So with the way how, like, well, I do appreciate your answer, that's not exactly how I was necessarily meaning is like trying to ask the question, but more as like your storytelling style of DMing.
Sure. So I'm more of a heavy roleplay DM. I like to look into heavier topics on stories and getting people involved and really in the world of their character, much more than combats and mechanic heavy games.
Interesting. I like how that is your preferred style. Do you have any other DMing styles that you use besides your preferred style?
No, not really.
Okay. Understandable. Do you make DM notes in preparation to any of your sessions?
No, I do not.
Okay. What do you do if you don't remember specific rules for certain situations or mechanics?
So a lot of the time, unless it's brought up to me by another player or person, I will just go with what I remember. If I forget a rule or if a rule is brought up to the table after the fact of something I say, I will often rule of cool it, which just means that I go with what would make the game more enticing and fun, other than looking back into any guides or journals and looking back at that rule.
Okay. So, going on to the next question, do you suggest other players to try DMing?
I think it's a new experience, and I think if you are interested and you have a creative mind that wants to tell a story with your friends and create a world for your friends to play through, I think it's a great opportunity.
Does the experience of the player matter when it comes to becoming a DM? Is like experience in regards to is like if you've been a player for so long?
Absolutely not. I've known people who have started out as DMs and have never played a game and are happy just creating worlds and giving their friends fun new scenarios to try in. I think at most you need to know the rules of how to be a player, but even then you can create immersive worlds without it.
When it comes to a player trying to pick up being a DM, do you know of any tools or aids that you would suggest they get or use?
I think a great tool, day-to-day life, is in fact online resources, websites like YouTube or D&D Beyond and other free material is a great place to access and learn about how to be a DM. And that goes beyond just TTRPGs, that's for many things.
Going on to the next question, what things do you think a new GM should avoid when DMing?
I think you should avoid being quiet. If there's something that you feel is making you uncomfortable at the table, or something that you know your players might not be okay with, I think you need to be able to speak up and talk to your players and have that communication needed to understand each other and make sure everyone is having fun in a game.
Okay. That sounds like good advice. What are some problems new DMs may face?
For me, my biggest issue when I was a new DM was time. So I think that learning how to time your sessions correctly and pace your stories is a really big issue that you might run into.
Okay. That sounds like some sound advice. And on to the next question. What advice would you give players when it comes to a new DM DMing?
Patience. I think that if you are in a scenario where you are playing with a DM for the first time and it's their first time behind that screen, that you should give them patience and understanding. Go into it knowing that even though they're new, what they say is the rule, and you have to work with them to create a story. It's not just you.
Okay. That sounds very helpful. And now, on to the next question. What is a session zero?
A session zero is a moment before the game actually takes place where the players and DM sit down and talk about any rules, world mechanics, and any triggers or topics that they may not want to be seen in the game. So you're covering things like character creation, world lore, you're covering what tabletop RPG players like to call our veils and cards, what is acceptable to hear about in the game and what people don't want to hear about the game. And it's just to really learn and understand each other before you get playing in this fantasy worldscape.
Okay. What makes session zero most important?
The communication of it. I think that session zero brings people together and lets the group get a feel of each other before they hop into a game together. It lets people understand each other outside of a gaming perspective and make new friends.
Okay. So continuing with that, what are some things that a session zero needs to contain?
Like I said earlier, the session zero should contain any blacklist triggers or topics that don't want to be brought up into the game. I know when I'm running my session zeros, I like to talk to my players and ask them very vividly what is and is not okay. Say a player doesn't like spiders, a session zero would be when that player would bring up that they don't like spiders, and we can completely omit that from the game for them in that session zero.
Okay. On to the next question. What systems would be easy for a new DM to pick up, learn, and run?
I think a good beginner system is Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition. Although it's a lot of rules to learn and can seem daunting at first, it does kind of throw you in the water and teach you how to swim and get you used to the mechanics that you're going to see in a lot of other tabletop RPGs.
Okay. Which systems would you not advise new DMs to try or pick up until they're more experienced?
Probably any of the systems that are based off of movie media. So any like Star Trek systems, Star Wars, or even Cyberpunk. I suggest that new players stay away from that themed content until they're ready to run a world that's completely different to the ideas of what normal systems have.
Okay. Any others?
I mean,
like a generalization for some of them?
Just anything that seems, anything that has a different dice set. So if you're looking at anything that isn't dice with numbers, I would get worried.
Okay. Makes sense. So, on to the next topic. When it comes to learning to DM a game, which attribute do you think new DMs should lean into more towards when it comes to learning a game? As like a more familiar game, a simpler game, or a more accessible game?
I think that they should lean into accessibility. You have the ability to make any game fun. There's not a specific way or theme that you need to lean into. You just have to create that space for players. And the best way to create that space is making it accessible to them. Whether that is, again, talking to them about their triggers or creating a space and setting rules on an easier gameplay for them. Whatever it is to make your players and you feel comfortable, that's the best way to play.
Okay. And going on to the next question, are there any genres that you would suggest that DMs not start off with, or at least maybe work their way towards?
Oh, definitely. I highly suggest against playing any survival or hyper-realistic games. It quickly drains people I've seen that have to remember if their character showered or if they've eaten and drank water, and a lot of the stuff that we deal with in real life, taking care of a character like that can often seem daunting.
Okay. So just to round this interview off,
mm-hmm.
So just double check, what are your opinions on DMing?
I love it.
And a follow up with that is like, what are your opinions on other people DMing?
I think it's a good experience and I highly encourage people to look into it.
Okay. Thank you for lending me your time for this interview, and may you have a swell and wonderful day.